This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Buildings were torched in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Wednesday, as authorities shut down the economy hub after the shooting of a peaceful protester by security forces caused international outrage. Amnesty International says people were killed by the Nigerian army and police in two locations in Lagos on Tuesday in a deadly crackdown on demonstrations. Peaceful protesters had gathered despite a curfew imposed to end the protests over police brutality and deep-rooted social grievances. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws, in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. As federal health officials say the nation is seeing a distressing rise in COVID-19 cases, U.S. President Donald Trump's predecessor is calling out his handling of the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
CDC Deputy Director Jay Butler says cases are up in really all parts of the country, nearly 75%.
Likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
Barack Obama says it was a situation for any president.
But the degree of incompetence and misinformation